Shalom, everybody! Parashas Kiseitse has 74 mitzvos. There's more mitzvos listed in this parsha than there are in any other parsha in the Torah. And one of the mitzvos that the Torah mentions in our parsha is the mitzvah to pay employees in a timely fashion. The Torah says that you're not allowed to oppress a hired person by delaying their salary. Rather, Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Tesvav, Beyomo Sitein Secharo, you must pay your employee that same day. There's many halachos and details associated with this mitzvah, but the basic mitzvah is biyomo sitein secharo. You must pay your employee that same day. However, based on this halacha, we can ask the following question. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says in the Gemara in Maseches Eruvin, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, that when it comes to mitzvos, hayom lasosam ulemachar lekabel scharam, you must do mitzvos today, but we only receive our reward tomorrow, so to speak. In other words, I must obey Hashem today, but I do not get rewarded, I don't get paid back, until the future, the ultimate future, in the world to come. However, that would seem to say that Hashem is not paying us back on time. If the Torah says, Biyomo Sitein Secharo, why doesn't Hashem pay us back on time today? This question is asked by the Iyun Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Reischer, who died in 1733. The Iyun Yaakov is a perush on the Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov is a collection of the non-halachic components of the Gemara compiled by Rav Yaakov Ibn Chaviv, who died in 1516. That is the Ein Yaakov. And the Iyun Yaakov is a Perush to the Ein Yaakov, again, written by Rav Yaakov Reischer, who died in 1733. Rav Reischer asks our question, how can God not pay us on time for the mitzvos that we do? Whatever happened to Biyomo Sitein Secharo? Rav Reischer explains that that halacha is that an employer is only obligated to pay a worker when the job is done. If I pay you to dig a hole, I'm not obligated to pay you until you finish digging the hole. Biyomo sitein secharo obligates me to pay you on time. On time, at the end of the project, when you've completed the job for which you were hired. So the Iyun Yaakov says that our job in this world, our job is to do mitzvos, to follow Hashem's Torah, to grow and to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That job is not complete until we pass away after 120 years. It's a constant daily job, and we don't get rewarded for that job until we complete it. That's the Iyun Yaakov. However, we have to ask a further question. I now understand why we don't get paid, as it were, by God individually until the next world, until we complete our mission. But what about the reward of Mashiach's arrival? What about the reward of Tchias HaMesim? For many, many people, those rewards do not come until many years after they've passed away. So this question is asked by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel Schneerson, who died in 1994. He asks this question in the Likutei Sichos in Chelek Chavtes, in the third section on our parsha, and he says the following beautiful idea. The Medrash says in a number of places that Hashem created the world because he desired, whatever that means, he desired to have a dira b'tachtonim. It's a difficult concept to understand, but basically it means that Hashem desired to have a home in the lower physical world, just like he has in the upper spiritual world. Dira b'tachtonim. And Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, who died in 1812, explains this concept of dira b'tachtonim in the Tanya, in Likutei Amarim Perek Lamed Vav and Perek Lamed Zayin. And he says that it means that our job is to purify and elevate and sanctify this world so that it is worthy to represent and exhibit Kedusha and Tara. And once that happens, once this world is purified and elevated, where we can see God's hand, so to speak, in every physical thing, in every blade of grass, in every flowering fruit, once that happens, then the world will truly become a Dira B'tachtonim. It will have achieved its purpose. The world will have reached perfection, and Mashiach will arrive, and there will be Tchias HaMesim. Now, this is obviously a huge and complex topic, far beyond the purview of an FMT. But in short, that, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, is what's going on with Biyomo Sitein Secharo. This job of making a Dira B'tachtonim is a collective job. I can't do it alone. You can't do it alone. It's a collective job of every one of us and every generation doing our share together to make this world a godly world, a holy world, a purified world. Each one of us in our small way, in our individual parts, doing our jobs one by one and day after day. Therefore, we will not get paid, so to speak, until we all collectively do our job. Hashem will most definitely pay us with Mashiach's arrival. He'll pay us with Tchias HaMesim. He'll pay us on time. B'yomo Sitein Secharo. But only after all of us mutually work to make this world a godly world. Have an amazing day, everyone.